for Sligo. Cole tries to spin away, heads towards the back post, and then Dean Jarvis seems to be free. Now Sligo marker goes to him. Derry look to drift it in. McAnuff looks to put it in. Slingerman puts a hand to it, pams it over the top, and Derry get a first corner. I think certainly cut the Sligo keeper unaware. That was certainly a shot from Aaron McAnuff there.
It was. The players had lined up for a cross. And I think
that's ball under the front. Derry first time ball the edge of the 18-yard box and finds Aaron McAnuff. McAnuff does a step over, trying to shift on his favoured right foot. He finds Rory Patterson back with McAnuff. McAnuff with the left foot shot, and Lucas Schubert with the volley. And Lucas Schubert has put it under the net. I was just looking to see if the ball or the flag had gone up, but tremendous work from Aaron McAnuff, and initially brought the save from Slingerman. The ball post up, and who was there? Lucas Schubert sort of on his own, and he's the softest of headers to give Derry the lead. Derry City 1, Sligo Rovers 0. Eddie will take
that. Well, Patterson's touch is heavy. He slides into McAnuff. Will McAnuff think about the shot? No, he lays it out the right hand side to Schubert. Schubert tries to get away from Cairns, puts the ball in the box. It's up there. Free header. What a save by Slingerman to deny Ronan Curtis, and an unbelievable save by the Sligo netminder there. Again, we're up to 5 minutes on the clock, and Derry could have put this game out of sight in the second half. Again, Patterson tries the ball in the boil. It's blocked for the third attempt. Low now, thinks this one to back post. Curtis brings it down in his chest. Curtis tries to put it past Slingerman. Slingerman! Yes! 2-0 to Derry City, and an absolutely shambolic defending by Sligo, finally punished by Ronan Curtis. His first time bowling from low, lovely bowling from him. Curtis brought it down his chest, got too close to Slingerman. Slingerman did all he could, blocked it the first attempt. Curtis went around him, two men retreated on the line. Curtis with a nutmeg with a man on the line. It's Derry City 2, Sligo Rovers
2 today. Puts the ball on the spot, right footed, drives a pass at Slingerman in the Sligo goal. Derry City 3, Sligo Rovers 0. I think we were saying at the start of the second half the match was over. It's certainly over now as a contest.
There's no question about it. It's absolutely. It's just a matter of how many Derrys. It could be. It would be five or six. That's three absolutely.
As Cairns is in the centre of the park, steps away, gives it to Kenny. Kenny then tries to throw it through to Armstrong. Armstrong is always subs at the minute, trying to combine as Lucas Schubert can bring it away for Derry City. Gives it out to Patterson. Patterson with a header. Just gives it to Rory Holden. Holden thought about the shot this time. Holden tries to shift on his left foot, trying to get on to his right. When the 18-yard box, it's a magnificent goal from Rory Holden. He shoved it from his left foot onto his right foot. He got his shot away. Michael Slingerman got a hand to it, but he just couldn't prevent it from getting to the goal. Derry City 4, Sligo Rovers 0.
I think that's Rory's first goal.
And with about 5 seconds remaining of the additional three, Paul Tewitt brings the game to an end. Derry City 4, Sligo Rovers 0.
Okay. 3 points and a clean sheet.
3 points and a clean sheet. You know, absolutely delighted. Delighted with the whole performance of all the team today. You know, I think every man, you know, coming off the back of the two European games, gives their all again. The commitment levels and the energy levels that they showed was fantastic. You know, and for me, you know, to be patient and keep playing and probing. Keeper made a couple of great saves, and you think again, oh, it's not going to be our day. But, you know, we were solid and we just kept playing, and eventually we ran out.
Of course, four goals, four different goal scorers. One that stood out today, Rory Holden.
Great for the kid. You know, he's been patient, he's been waiting to come in. You know, when you've Barry McNamee, Aaron McAnuff and Nicky Lowe, it's hard for the likes of a young kid like that to come in and get in. But as I say, he took his opportunity in the European games. We just needed a wee bit more experience, we thought, you know, going on against Sligo coming off the back of a European game. So we started with Barry, even though he's coming back from injury. But absolutely delighted for Rory Holden. He's a great kid, and the way he took his goal was fantastic. You know,
you must have a bit of pride on it. You know Rory for years here at youth level.
Yeah. Well, there'll be nobody more delighted than John Quigg and Ellis Adak and myself for Rory Holden getting that. I mean, top of the hill, give us Rory as a young kid to come and play. And he was a small boy, 14. And he has really matured into a great player, and he's going to be a fantastic player, as you can see yourself, you know. So absolutely delighted for him.
Of course, man making his debut today in the league, Darren Cole in defence. How do you sum up Darren's first competitive game for the County Stripes?
I thought he was fantastic. You know, coming in, as I say, coming into his team and the team for his first game, he's still a wee bit of fitness to get up to, playing along with Dean, who has also been fantastic coming in from left back. It's a problem we've had this year with centre halves. It's well documented. You know, Aaron Barry being injured and different things that have happened in the past. It's an area we've struggled, and we probably have conceded too many set pieces because our back four has been unsettled on different occasions. But like Darren has come in and he's one of the guys, and he suits the way we play, and he's taking it like a fish to water. You know, he's been fantastic, and hopefully he can build on that performance and only get better, you know.
Barry McNamee back in the game today after a few games out. How do you sum up Barry's display today?
Well, you know about Barry, when Barry comes in, you know what you get from Barry. Again, like, Barry was out for the last two games and we missed his bit of experience, you know, and that's what we opted for today. Rory Holton done really well in the European games, but we thought we just need that bit more experience now against League Ireland teams because of how they play and what they have. And, you know, Barry came in, as you see from yourself, give his all as if he was in the way, and that's what you get from Barry. You know, he dictates the pace of games, he knows when they speed it up, he knows when they slow it down, and his range of passing is fantastic, you know.
Roy Patterson went off towards the end.
It was just purely precautionary from the physio's point of view. Him, the doctor, went on. Roy went up for a challenge, landed awkwardly, had his head. Nothing in it really, but as I said, we were going on the injury time, there was only 3 minutes left, and the physio just recommended that they stayed off, and that was purely precautionary. Roy's fine, and, you know, should be ready for St. Pat's at the weekend.